Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Sorcham alongside Big Daddy Dave Williams. Tip-off just underway, and the first points on the board into the hands of the Gregory Gorillas. They are 9-6 on the season. Here's Begman down low. This Begman with the basketball. Now as he drives to the lane, foul called before the shot. So it is on the floor here. Let's see what's on. I believe it will go on number 21 here, Jordan Songer. Inbound to Saylor. Gets to the corner. Hedick, step back. Three-pointer that's up. No good. And the rebound going into the hands of Bruce Klunt. Here's Kinsey. Over to Klunt. Jordan Songer now to Cruz Klunt. And now Mitchell, averaging 20 points a game, throws up a floater, and it's up and in. He's going to be tough to stop for the Gregory Gorillas.
And watching him during warm-ups, he was nailing three-pointers as well. So he can shoot from wherever he wants.
First time looking at him this season. Here's Trey Hedick down low. Chance Gregg putting up a shot over Mitchell, and it's no good. Rebounded going in to the hands of Jordan Songer. Klunt has it. Swing it across. Kinsey down to Cruz Klunt. Back outside. Three-pointer underway. It's up and good. Right between the eyes from downtown. And with 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter, it's already 7-0. Gregory Gorillas. Hedick to the right side. Begman has it, dribbling with the left hand, trying to get it down low, but it's stripped away by Mitchell, and a foul called. That'll go against Brendan Begman. His first personal foul, first team as well. Cruz Klunt. Dribbling it across the timeline, swinging it to the right side. Now Carson Klunt has it. Back to the right side. Carson again. To the left. And the shot is up and good. Count the basket and the foul. Cruz Klunt gets it to fall in the foul. And Harriet Selby area, the Wolverines in trouble already.
Yeah, the Gregory Gorillas really have gotten off to the start they wanted. Just everything's falling right now.
And one free throw is good. A 10-0 run to begin things. And a timeout call. Chris Hedick calls a timeout. 5:34 to go in the first quarter. It's the Gregory Gorillas 10. The Harriet Selby area Wolverine 0. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
There's no place like the Camaconnie Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Camaconnie Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Camaconnie Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
Welcome back here. 5:34 to go in the first quarter. It's the Gregory Gorillas 10, the Harriet Selby Wolverines 0. Just beginning the boys' game here. Two team fouls for Harriet Selby, one for the Gregory Gorillas, and that is brought to you by the Law on the Courts, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. Dustin Stortzum, Big Daddy Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson back in the studio. Here's Saylor to Hedick. Hedick getting into the corner. Trevor Gill with it, guarded by Mitchell. Back outside to Hedick. Going with the right hand. In the zone defense right now. Here's Begman. Top of the key. Getting it off to Hedick. Hedick getting a screen from Saylor. Now he'll drive baseline. Gill throws up a shot. It's no good. A good look by Gill, but he cannot get it to fall. And the rebound is going to Carson Klunt. Klunt over to the left side. Kenzie has it to Mitchell. Top of the key. Guarded by Chance Gregg. And he'll get called for the travel. An easy call there. And a turnover for the Gorillas.
Got his feet a little tied up as he was trying to make that spin move and took a little extra step there.
Checking into the game for Harriet Selby, Gavin Hannon in for the first time. Begman, the right size. Saylor has it, getting it across the half-court line. Back over to Begman. He'll now drive on Mitchell, getting it down low. Hannon, to Chance Gregg. Now the ball's on the floor. Coming up with it is the Gregory Gorillas. Here they come the other way. Klunz trying to go coast-to-coast out the basket and the foul.
Had a pretty easy shot to the basket there as the defender on him slipped and fell, and he just took it in, and last-second hack gives him a chance for three.
A 12-0 run to begin things for the Gorillas as the and-one free throw falls. It's now 13-0. Also, the leading scorer this season for the Harriet Selby Wolverines has two personal fouls. Hedick to the left side. Hannon got stripped away. One-on-one streak to the rim, and the layup is good. Carson Klunz puts it in for two. Another timeout by Chris Hedick. We will take a 30-second timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. 15-0. The Gregory Gorillas lead Harriet Selby area. Begman gets to the rim, but a foul is called as he puts up the shot. Daniel Mitchell will be called for the foul. That's his first personal. And two shots coming up for Brendan Begman. First free throw is good. And Harriet Selby on the board with 4:09 to go in the opening quarter. Daniel Mitchell with a big smile on his face after picking up his first personal. He's enjoying it out there. He's loving it. Second free throw is no good. And the rebound goes to Gregory. They lead 15-1 with 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Songer. Swing to the left side. Mitchell now has it, working on Saylor. Crossing him up on the baseline, but loses control of the basketball, going out of bounds and last touched by the Gregory Gorillas. So they force Mitchell to turn it over for the second time here in quarter number one.
Great job there by Hedick to not touch that ball. He was pretty close to doing that as it was going out of bounds.
Hannon dribbling, gets it to the middle. Hedick and a 3-on-2. Nice bounce pass down low, and the layup is good by Begman. So Begman has all 3 points for Harriet Selby area. And now Harriet Selby wants to press. Swinging it outside. Thought about a three-pointer, but gave it up. Here's Klunt to the right side. Kenzie now has it. Back to Klunt. He'll give it to the left side. Carson now has it. Back to Klunt. Carson, a three-pointer. That's up no good. Tipped around, coming down with it is Gregory. Mitchell, a wide-open two-point look, and that is no good. Chance Gregg coming down with the rebound. Maybe Harriet Selby starting to settle down a little bit here in this ballgame.
Yeah, definitely need to do that if they want to climb back into this one before it gets too far out of hand.
Begman, nice feed down low. Chance Gregg finishes at the rim for two. Maybe they found a crack in this Gregory defense here. A 5-0 run, 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. A Gregory Gorillas 15, Harriet Selby 5, and another turnover by Gregory. Here's Begman finishing at the rim for two. And just like that, a 7-0 run for Harriet Selby area. And a timeout called by Jeff Detterman. 2:35 to go in the opening quarter. 15-7, Gregory with the lead. We will take a 30-second Integra timeout. When we come back, some more first quarter action on DRG Media Sports Network.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. Special shout out to CHS River Plains, Canby's Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. The Gorillas with the ball to begin things after the timeout break. A 7-0 run for the Wolverines, though, to get back in it, and another travel call. So how about this Harriet Selby Wolverine defense forcing a few turnovers, and they're right back in it.
Yeah, they finally settled down, as you said, and they're looking a lot better. They need to keep playing like this to hang with the Gorillas.
Swinging around, top of the key. Zabel has it, handing it off to Hedick. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here's Hedick off the screen. Swinging it to the corner. Beckman, a three-pointer, left it well long. And the rebound going into the hands of Carson Klunt. Punt over to Cruz. Cruz on the drive. Swinging it back outside is Songer. Nice ball movement by the Gregory Gorillas as that's tipped away. Beckman coming up with a steal. Hedick the other way. Hedick pulling up for three. This would be huge, and it's no good off the back of the rim. But Trevor Gill fighting for the rebound. He's able to get it back in another possession. Hedick, another three-pointer. That's no good off the front of the rim this time. Gregory Gorillas coming back the other way. Here's Kenzie to the right wing. Wide open shot from the corner is no good. Left it well long. Hedick coming down with the rebound. Beckman with it in the corner. Getting it down low to Chance Gregg. Working on Mitchell, and Mitchell deflects that one away. Big smile on Chance Gregg's face. He didn't see Mitchell coming up there inside the paint. Here's a three-pointer the other way. That is good. Jordan Songer gets the lucky roll. 18-7 now. Gregory Gorillas with the lead. Beckman swinging across. Zabel has it on the high post. Back outside to Hedick. Over to Zabel. He thought about the three. Now gets it down low to Gill. Gill shot over Mitchell. Falls for two. That's not an easy shot on the baseline over the 6'7" sophomore.
Had to float that one up there down the bottom of the net.
The corner's been open so far. Here's Beckman coming up with a steal. 13 seconds to go in the quarter. 18-9. Gregory leading Harriet Selby area. Here's Hedick handing it off. Beckman with four, with three. Hedick, a three-pointer at the buzzer. It's no good. Rebound goes to Mitchell, and that'll do it here in the first quarter of play. It was a 15-0 run to begin things for the Gregory Gorillas, but Harriet Selby tightens things up a little bit. They went on a 7-0 run themselves, but they still trail the Gregory Gorillas 18-9. At the end of the first quarter here inside of the Highmore Auditorium, we'll go to a quick 30-second Integra timeout when we come back. The start of your second quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle, and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverine, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Storsom alongside Big Daddy Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson back in the studio here on 100.7 FM KMLO. It's an 18-9 lead for the Gregory Gorillas over the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Mitchell hasn't been a huge factor so far for Gregory. A few turnovers, but...
Yeah, I really thought there would be more of the offense going through him. I mean, he's had a couple of shots. He's scored a basket and had a nice big old block. But, yeah, they really – everybody from the starters other than Dieterman has gotten on the score sheet. So, really balanced.
Beckman. He's going to get called for the travel right there. on top of the key. Was looking to make a move down the middle of the lane. I would say this is the opportunity right now for Harriet Selby to get some points on the board with Mitchell on the bench. You're able to go down low and maybe get the offense going a little bit.
Yeah, definitely be a good time for Begeman and the Sailor Boys to do a little work down low for the Wolverines.
Songer over to the corner. Kenzie has it. Now back outside. Clunt driving down the middle of the lane. Throws up a floater. It's no good. Tipped around. An offensive rebound. Back outside. Three-pointer is good. Jordan Songer from deep. 21-9. Gregory leading Harriet Selby area. Nice feed down low. Trevor Gill finishes for two. Harriet Selby area answering right back. 21-11, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Songer again to the corner. Sir has it, and that shot is no good. Able to get it back, and the alley-oop layup right there to number 12, Cole Sir, gets it to go for two. Bagman over to Hedick. Hedick to the high post. And that is nearly stolen away. And the ball tipped around for a while there. And finally, Gregory able to come up with it. Here they go the other way. Swinging around. Some quick ball movement out of these guys as number 21, Jordan Saunders, is going to throw it away out of bounds. New subs into the game here. Hannon will check in along with Zabel. Daniel Mitchell checking into the ball game. Trevor Saylor also in. Chance Gregg. 6:15 to go here before halftime. 23-11. Gregory with the lead. Here's Hannon. Trying to feed it up top of the key to Hedick. He's got it. Driving and a foul called. And it was on the shot, so Hedick will go to the line here for two free throws. See who the foul's on here. As the first free throw is no good. Now we'll go on number 12 of Gregory, Cole Sear. And the second free throw is good. So 1-for-2 on the free throws. It's now an 11-point lead for Gregory as Hedick went 1-for-2 for the Wolverines. Songer to Mitchell. Guarded by Greg. Feeds it back to Songer. He'll drive. Throws it up with the left hand. It's no good. Hedick coming down with a rebound. Here come the Wolverines the other way. Trevor Saylor, a wide-open three-pointer. Oh, he missed all of that one. Barely touched the back of the rim. Clunt down low. Mitchell being double-teamed. They get it back outside to Clunt. He gets it outside. Three-pointer. Songer is no good. Hedick coming down with the board. Trey Hedick, the 6'2" junior guard. Throwing up a three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown. Trey Hedick brings this one within an 8-point game now. 5:10 to go in the first half. Clunt outside. Bearshield has it, and he lost the handle. Zabel coming up with it, who tips it out of bounds, and Mitchell forces the turnover here. Zabel had control of it. Mitchell was able to get a hand on it, and it went off Zabel out of bounds. A couple players checking back into the game here for the Gregory Gorillas. 23-15, and trying to feed it down low to Mitchell, but it goes off the side of the backboard. Turnover for Sear. Here's Hedick, handing it off to Bagman. Bagman to the left side. Zabel has it.
Nice steal by Mitchell and slamming it home.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Mitchell slamming it down with authority. Here's Saylor. top of the key, jump stops. Back outside, Hedick, a three-pointer. In and out. Offensive rebound going to Saylor, though. He'll throw up another shot. That won't go either. Chance Gregg trying to fight for the board. But coming down with it is Klunt. And he goes down with a knee injury on the other end. The ball goes out of bounds. And we have an injured player here on the floor. Cole Sear.
Yeah, he grabbed the ball, and as soon as he hit the floor, he couldn't hang on to the ball. So I don't know what happened, but at least he's working his way off the court here. Doesn't look real comfortable, though.
Grab that left knee right away. Hopefully everything's all right with him, and he'll be okay. Jordan Songer will check back in here for the Gregory Gorillas after the injury. 25-15, 4 minutes to play in the first half. Hunt with it to the corner. Kenzie, down to the high post, back outside Songer. Nice ball movement here by the Gorillas. Back up top, Klunt to the corner, Songer driving baseline, throws up a tough shot, it's no good, rebound by Gregg. Wolverines coming the other way. Hedick. On the drive, shot up, no good, and a foul on the floor. Hedick was fouled on the drive, I believe it's number 13, Carson Klunt. Picking up the foul. Hedick to inbound. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Wolverines. So a turnover for Harriet Selby area. They're down 10, 25-15, 3:20 to go in the first half. Kenzie swinging around the top of the key. It's what the Gorillas do best. Songer, back outside, deep three-pointer, that's up and good. Carson Klunt from downtown. 28-15, Gregory now. Begman over to Hedick. Hedick, back to Begman. Back over to Hedick on the volleyball line. 2:45 to go in the first half. Shot clock down to 15. Here's Hedick on the drive. Nice feed down low to Trevor Gill, and his shot is blocked, but a foul's called. Trevor Gill will go to the line for two. Rain Kinsey picking up the foul. His first personal, 15. A pretty clean game foul-wise so far, as the first free throw is up and in by Trevor Gill. Second free throw coming up. And this one's good as well. 2-for-2 on the free throws. Cuts the lead down to 11. Full court pressure by the Wolverines. The Gorillas break it easily. Kenzie back outside. Cruz now back to Kenzie in the corner. The three-pointer's up, no good. And the last touch by the Wolverine. So it'll stay with the Gorillas here. 2:24 to go in the first half. Mitchell up top, guarded by Begman, backing in, and another travel call. Second time that Mitchell's been called for the travel. 28-17, 2:19 to go in the first half. Trevor Gill will go to the bench. Trey Saylor will check in. Trey Saylor loses control of the basketball. A turnover. Full court pressure working out here for the Gregory Gorillas. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Jordan Songer to Mitchell. Back outside. Nice ball movement here. Songer has it. To Klunt. Back to Songer. Dribbling in between the legs to the left side now. Kenzie has it. 10 on the shot clock. Kenzie in the corner. Back to the top of the key, and we got a foul. See who that foul is on. Here's a wide open three-point look off the inbounds pass. That's no good, and the ball tipped around. Songer comes up with it. Mitchell now on the left wing, a three-pointer. That's up no good. Chance Gregg coming down with the bounce. Here's Trey Saylor dribbling to the high post. Gives it to Begman. Now to Chance Gregg back outside to Trey Saylor. Trey down low. Chance Gregg, his shot is up and in. Lead cut back down to single digits. It's 28-19, 108 to play in the first half. Here's Songer. Getting it down low to Gregg and a foul, or to Mitchell, excuse me, and a foul called on Chance Gregg. Under a minute to play here in the opening half. They'll inbound it to Mitchell. Mitchell to the corner, three-pointer underway. It's up no good. Headed coming down with a bound. They have a chance to cut this to six here. Headed to Trey Saylor. Back outside, Headed got it stripped away. Here's the Gorillas the other way, and the layup will fall for two. Bruce Klunt went coast to coast. Here's Begman. Begman driving on Mitchell. His reverse layup is up no good, but a foul called, and that will go against Daniel Mitchell. That's his second personal foul. Sixth team foul. And the first free throw is no good by Begman, as Mitchell will go to the bench with 32 seconds to play in the first half. Jackson Bolander will check in. First time we're seeing him this afternoon. Second free throw by Begman is good. So 1-for-2 on the free throws. Cuts the lead to 10. 30-20. The shot clock is turned off. Songer. Dribbling with the right hand, top of the key. Now to the left side. Klung has it. Back over to Carson. Carson to the high post, Bolander. Back outside to Cruz. Cruz with the left hand. With 7 seconds. With six. Back over to Carson. Nearly got it stripped away. Saylor comes up with it. He throws up a shot at the buzzer. It's no good. And we hit halftime here at the Highmore Auditorium. 30-20. The Gregory Gorillas leading Harriet Selby area at the break, and we will take a quick Agtegra 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Camaconnie Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Camaconnie Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Camaconnie Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Dustin Stortz, some Big Daddy Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson back in the studio for us on 100.7 FM KMLO. We got about 7 minutes before the start of our second half. It was a fun first half. Gregory went out to a 15-0 lead. Harriet Selby answers back with a 7-0 run of their own. And at the break, it's the Gregory Gorillas 30, the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines 20.
Yeah, it was an interesting half. I mean, Gregory got out to that big lead, and we thought, oh, boy, here we go again. But Harry and Selby area, they really kind of settled in. They played better. I know they're down 10 at the half, but there's two totally different styles of play here. What we're seeing out of Gregory is more of what you'd see on the college level. The ball movement that they have is just unbelievable. They're moving it around at a quick pace, looking for a good shot, and you know it really works well for their offense.
Yeah, it certainly does. And their big man, Daniel Mitchell, he's been pretty quiet in his first half, and he's also had a few turnovers. Not maybe the start he was looking for this afternoon.
No, I would assume not. I mean, he's got 4 points right now, one big block, and he had a steal that led to the slam for his second bucket. But as tall as he is and the height advantage that they have, they really didn't try to funnel it down to him very often. I mean, they did here and there, but then it didn't work out. The Wolverines played good defense on him and doubled him up real quick, so he really couldn't get established down low. But they really didn't run a whole lot through him, which was kind of surprising.
Yeah, it was certainly surprising. 4:55 to go before we begin the start of the third quarter. Let's take a look at those CHS River Plains keys to success for Gregory in the second half. What do they have to do to maintain this lead and come out with a win?
Just keep doing what they're doing. I mean, they played a really good first half. There weren't a lot of turnovers on their side of things. And, they got out of their starters. They've got four of them on the stat sheet. I mean, the leading scorer for the team has 8 points. I mean, they're really doing a good job of spreading it around, making sure everybody gets a good look. And that's the shot they take. So just keep doing that, and I think they'll be okay.
Looking on the other side of things, Harriet Selby, they were able to crawl back into this one. What do they have to do to tie things up and come out with a win?
They got to put a little more pressure on. Maybe on the inbounds, do a little bit of full court press here and there, just to kind of try and throw Gregory off. Although they have good ball movement, so maybe that's why they're not pressing too hard. But just play good defense. Try to clean up on the boards and turn those, because they like the transition game when they can get it. Maybe turn some of that into transition, but just don't turn the ball over too much, because Gregory's going to take advantage of that, as we saw.
They certainly will. We have about 3 minutes and 30 seconds before the start of the second half. We'll take a 3-minute break when we come back. The start of your second half right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorsten's and Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorsten's and Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorsten's and Trucking of Selby, the people to know when there's something to go.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby. Grocery, gifts, and community. Open until noon on Saturdays.
Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Storton, Big Daddy Dave Williams, and Daniel Peterson back in the studio. Both teams just about ready to get on the floor here as we begin your second half. That's sponsored by the Montana Dakota Utilities. And also, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety wants to remind you to think twice. Slow down in case of ice. Make sure you stay tuned post-game. We will have your premier equipment post-game show along with your Venture Communications player of the game. And a special shout-out to CHS River Plains, Camby's Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. Here's the start of the third quarter. It's the Gregory Gorillas in control of the basketball to begin things. And we are ready for basketball again. Quick first 2 points on the board. And Carson Clinton was able to get to the rim for two.
Yeah, missed assignment there. He was just wide open, had a free shot in the lane.
Ball was tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with the Wolverines. Hedick will inbound to Begman. We'll give it to Hedick, who dribbles with the left hand over to Saylor. Saylor back to Hedick, over to Begman. Begman back to Saylor. Saylor down low. Chance Gregg wide open, left down low. He hits for two. He'd come back down to 10. Clint over to Kenzie in the corner. Back outside. Clint has it. Now Songer. Songer getting it down low to Mitchell, and Begman able to poke it out of bounds, and it will stay with the Gorillas. Seven oh six to go here in the third quarter. Here's Mitchell. His shot is up no good, but a foul called, and two shots coming up for Daniel Mitchell. Six-foot-seven sophomore to the line for two shots. And the first one is good. Second free throw coming up next. 33-22, Gregory leading Harriet Selby area. Here's the second free throw. That's good as well. Two for two on the free throws. He's got such a soft touch with the basketball. Makes it look easy. But when you're only 3 feet shorter than the rim, I mean.
Yeah, it's not too tough to get it there, but did a good job of hitting both of those free throws.
Offensive rebound goes to Begman. He'll throw it back out on top. Saylor to the high post. Bounce pass to Hedick in the corner. He'll get it down low to Chance Gregg. Gregg back outside. Saylor thought about a three. Now he'll jump stop and give it off to Begman. Begman throwing up a floater. That's no good. And the rebound going to Mitchell. Mitchell the other way on Hedick. Nice feed down low to Songer. Songer will swing it around the perimeter. Here's Mitchell, a three-pointer right between the eyes from downtown.
Yeah, when a big guy like that has got range like that, he's a tough guy to defend.
Well, it's tough because you have your big guy guarding him, and a lot of times guys that size can't hit from outside.
Right.
So when you can, you force him out to the perimeter, and then you know it opens up other things as well. Here's Songer down low, spin move, shot up, no good. Begman the other way. It's back to a 15-point lead. Gregg, bounce pass down low. Begman's shot is up no good, but he is fouled in the process of shooting. So two free throws coming up for Harriet Selby area. 5:44 to go in the third quarter. And the first free throw is good. Second free throw coming up for Brendan Begman. And that one is good as well. So 2 for 2 on the free throws. Cuts the lead to 13. 37-24 now.
Takes him 4 for 6 from the line in the game.
Hedick nearly coming up with a steal. He went to the floor and is kind of shaken up on the play. He is able to get back into the action. Kenzie. Over to the left side, bounce pass to Mitchell. Mitchell trying to feed it down low to Begman, or to a Songer, excuse me, and Begman comes up with a steal. Hedick will walk this one across the half-court line. Trey Saylor ready to check in for Harriet Selby area. Begman to the right side. Trevor Saylor looking around, bounce pass to Gill, top of the key. To the left side now, Hedick dribbling with the right hand. Gives it off to Begman. Begman to the high post. Gregg back to Begman. Throws up a tough shot and it falls for two. Punt. To the corner. Mitchell, a three-pointer. Up, that's no good. Tip back outside to Songer. And they'll reset things up here. Mitchell thought about another three. Now he'll drive. Throws up a two-pointer and that won't fall either. And now a foul called. Bruce Clark picking up the foul. 4:25 to go in the third quarter, 37-26. Gregory Gorillas with the lead. First personal foul on Cruz Clark. Trey Hedick will go to the bench. So we'll see where the scoring comes from here. Begman is still in the game. Here's Zabel on the drive. Gets to the corner. Trey Saylor backing in. Now outside to Trevor Saylor. Big three-pointer coming up, and he missed all of that one. Begman nearly saved it. There's punt the other way. Driving down low. Chance Gregg stripping it away. Now Zabel getting tied up. Trey Saylor comes down with it. He's in a two-on-two, trying to lay it in. That's no good. But it was a Trevor Saylor down low. He had an attempt. And that won't fall either. Mitchell finally coming down with the board. He's going to slow things up. for the Gorillas. Three-pointer on the way. That's up no good. Trey Saylor with the rebound. He wants to go quick again, trying to get it to Beckman, and that's a turnover for Harriet Selby. Klunt to the left side. To Carson Klunt, over to Kenzie. Kenzie over to Cruz. Back outside, Songer to Cruz. Wide open three-point look. And count the basket. They are going to count the basket here. So the basket will count. There was also a foul off the ball that will go against Trey Saylor. So the three-pointer not only counts, but now Gregory gets the ball back with a 14-point lead.
Doesn't happen often, but we saw it earlier in one of the girls' games, too.
Here's Mitchell on the baseline. Mitchell working on Hedick. He lost control of the basketball, was able to get it back. Back outside, Mitchell a three-pointer, and that's no good. Zabel coming down with it. Zabel's got a one-on-one. And his layup won't fall. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Gorillas. 40-26. Gregory leading Harriet Selby area. It's a 14-point lead. Zabel. Back outside. Trey Saylor. Now to Beckman. Thought about a three. Now he'll drive on Mitchell. Shot is up. Blocked away and out of bounds. He'll stay with the Wolverines.
Yeah, Mitchell able to come out from behind and knock that one out of bounds. Second block of the day.
Hedick to inbound. Nice bounce pass down low. Saylor shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Gill. That's blocked away by Mitchell. McKenzie will slow things up again. Fun. On the drive, outside, three-pointer underway. It's good, right between the eyes from downtown. Beer Bearshield is able to hit it from deep. Leads out to 17. This is actually the largest lead of the game for Gregory. Zabel dribbling, a foul call that'll go against Bearshield, I would assume. And it will go against him. This just doesn't seem like the biggest lead right now with the way this game has gone.
No, even though the lead is as big as it is, it really doesn't feel like Harriet Selby area is out of it just yet.
Right. Beckman will inbound. We've seen this team go on a couple runs today to stay within 10. Here's Beckman on the drive, throws up a shot, and that's good for two. Lead back down to 15 for Gregory. 1:55 to play in the third. Clunt. Over to the left side. Cruz has it. Back outside, Bearshield. To the left, Carson. To Bearshield. Bearshield to Cruz. Now to the left side, Carson. Beating it down low. Mitchell being double-teamed. Back outside, Carson. Bounce pass to Bearshield. To Cruz. Now to Kinsey. Kinsey in the corner. Throws up a three-pointer. That's up no good. And they'll go out of bounds. Possession going to the Wolverines. 43-28, Gregory leading Harriet Selby area. Hedick will walk this one across the timeline. Now gets to the corner. Beckman double team to the high post. Greg outside. Hannon driving to the baseline. Back outside. Hedick thinking about a three-pointer. Now he'll hand it off to Hannon for three. Right between the eyes. From downtown, we just said it. This one's not over yet after that 17-point lead. It's a 6-0 run. Cruz to Bearshield, over to Carson. Carson to the corner. Kenzie has it back to Carson. Over to Cruz. A three-pointer on the way, and they answer right back with a three of their own. Lead is back out to 15. 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gregory 46. Harriet Selby, Area 31. We'll take a 30-second Integra timeout when we come back. The conclusion of our third quarter on the DRG Media Sports Network.
It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Stortzman, Big Daddy Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson is back in the studio with us. 42 seconds to play in quarter number three. It's back out to a 15-point lead. Seems like Harriet Selby, they get within 10, but that's all the closer they've been able to get. Hand into the high post. Trey Saylor throws up a tough shot. It's no good. Offensive rebound chance. Greg blocked away. Coming down with it. It's Trey Saylor. He'll throw up another shot. That won't go either. Begman with another offensive board. And Hedick will corral it in the backcourt. It was tipped away. Here's a shot down low for Chance Gregg. That finally falls. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cruz to Kenzie. Bear shield. At the buzzer. And that is... we'll conclude things in quarter number three. Harriet Selby, they trail Gregory the Gorillas 46-33 at the end of quarter number three. We'll take a quick 30-second Integra timeout break again when we come back. The start of our fourth quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock, proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Back inside of the Highmore Auditorium, Dustin Stortzman, Big Daddy Dave Williams, and Daniel Peterson. Start of our fourth quarter, and we've got a good game here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Gregory, they've been in charge right from the get-go, but Harriet Selby area, they're hanging around. They keep making their runs, and you know they just need to get a few more of those and get some stops on the defensive end, and you know they could be right back in this one with a. What we had a 6-point run earlier, a 7-point run to get back within it. So they've got it in them. They just need to bring that out a little bit more here, and this is their final chance to do that.
They have control of the basketball to begin things in quarter number four. Eggman dribbling with the right hand to the wing, and a turnover right away. Not the start you were wanting there for Harriet Selby area. 7:50 to go in quarter number four, 46-33, Gregory. Carson to Cruz. Back to Kenzie. Over to Cruz. Beat Hedick there as he gets to the rim, and we have a foul on the floor. Trevor Gill. Gets called for the hold here. Inbounds pass to the top of the key. There's Kenzie. Over to Cruz. Cruz to Carson. Carson on the drive. He'll throw up a shot, and it's good for two.
Parting of the purple sea there as he got down low.
48-33, Gregory. Trevor Saylor to the corner. Hannon, a three-pointer. This would be huge. It's no good, though. Kenzie coming down with the rebound. Cruz the other way. Songer left all alone at the rim. He puts it in. Count the basket and the foul. Now that lead is back out to 17 with a chance to make it 18.
First points of the second half for Songer. He had been quiet since his three-pointer in the second.
The and one free throw is good. Largest lead of the game right now at 18. Here for Gregory over Harriet Selby area. Begman for the Wolverines. The left side, Hedick has it. Back to Begman. Begman double teamed and it's stripped away. Another turnover for the Wolverines. Here's Cruz down the middle of the lane. Count the basket and the foul. Lead is out to 20 now. .638 to go here in the fourth quarter. Gregory can extend this to 21, but he missed it. Offensive rebound, Daniel Mitchell, and Mitchell is fouled and will go to the line for two free throws. So instead of a three-point play, you can make it a four-point play with two free throws here.
And that was the first missed free throw so far by the Gorillas. They haven't had a ton of opportunities, but
first free throw is good by Daniel Mitchell. Now a 21-point lead. And second free throw is good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. 55-33. Leads out to 22 for Gregory. Trey Saylor trying to get it down low. Another turnover. Here's Cruz the other way. A football pass. Last touch by Trevor Saylor. Goes out of bounds. Will stay with the Gorillas. 6:26 to go in the ballgame. Daniel Mitchell. Easy two-point shot, but it rattles in and out. Trey Hedick the other way for the Wolverines. Trying to go coast-to-coast. Throws a shot up over Mitchell. It's no good. Cruz. Down low, Songer. Oh, my goodness. What an athletic move there from Cruz to Songer. He gets the fall for two. 24-point lead now. 6 minutes to play in the game. Zabel on the drive. Throws up a floater. Blocked away. Mitchell comes down with it. Mitchell to Cruz. Cruz spin moves. Throws up a reverse layup. Oh, my goodness. 59-33 now. Hannon stripped away. Cruz the other way for the Gorillas. Another reverse layup. Doesn't finish, but the putback is good by Mitchell. This game has just got completely out of hand within the last minute and 30 seconds.
Yeah, Gregory just continuing to play at a totally different level, and they've been, you know, consistent all through the game, forcing the pressure and the turnovers and making the Wolverines pay.
Trevor Saylor for the Wolverines gets the basket to count and a foul, so he'll go to the line for one more. Hannon will go to the bench. Chance Gregg is back in. 61-35. Trevor Saylor, the 6'1" senior forward, gets the second free throw to fall. Trevor Gill coming into the game for him. I-15 to play in quarter number four. 61-36, full court pressure coming. Cruz getting it over. Bear shield now, driving down the middle of the lane. His shot is up and no good. Hedick looking to answer back. Trey Saylor driving, throws up a shot, blocked. All he can do is laugh. Looked at Mitchell and was like, man, what am I supposed to do?
Exactly. I mean, that's five blocks on the game for Mitchell. He's just, all he has to do is put the arm up and boop.
4:53 to go in the ballgame, 61-36. Timeout on the floor. We'll take an Integra timeout as well. 30 seconds. We'll be right back on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Thorstenson Trucking of Selby sponsors local youth activities, athletes, and this sports broadcast of the Harriet Selby area Wolverines. Since 1943, Thorstenson Trucking has been hauling grain, fertilizer, rock, grain byproducts, and more. Thorstenson Trucking also provides CDL drug and alcohol testing. Tests are $35 and can be scheduled by calling 649-1220. That's 649-1220. Thorstenson Trucking of Selby. The people to know when there's something to go.
And welcome back here to the High Moron Auditorium, 61-36. The Gregory Gorillas leading Harriet Selby area. 4:53 to play in the ball game. Both teams coming back out onto the floor, and I mean things just went south in a matter of 2 minutes there for Harriet Selby area. I mean they were within 13, all of a sudden they're down 23.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean they've been playing in spurts. They've been hanging around, but this Gregory team is just solid. From the first tip-off, they have been playing their game, moving the ball around, and they just force a lot of turnovers.
Degman with it for the Wolverines. To the left side, Hannon, now to Gill. Gill dribbling with the right hand to Begman. To Gill, back over to Begman, and the shot is up no good by Mitchell. Or Mitchell with a rebound, excuse me. Shot was no good by Begman. 4:30 to play in the game. Here's Cruz. Right side, Bear Shield with it. Back to Cruz. Cruz with the left hand. Throws it back to the right side. Mitchell. Now to Songer. Songer to the corner. Cruz has it. Top of the key, Bolander. Now to the right side. Songer gets it down low to Cruz. Cruz backing in. Outside. Bear Shield a three. Right between the eyes from downtown. Noah Bearshield with another three-pointer, and it's out to a 28-point lead. Trey Songer on the drive. Shot no good. Mitchell with the rebound. Here he goes. Looking to go coast-to-coast on Begman. Shot is up no good. Nice defense by Brendan Begman. And in the other way for the Wolverines. Here's Gill on the baseline. His shot is up and good. 64-38. Cruz walking this one up across the timeline. Wasting a little bit of that shot clock right now. Mitchell, the right side. Cruz to Bear Shield. Bear Shield. The high post. Nice V cut there by Bolander, who puts it in for two. Under 3 minutes to play. Gregory 66. Harriet Selby area 38. Begman double team. Bounce past the right side. Now to the high post. Greg to Hannon. Hannon a three-pointer. That's no good. Offensive rebound. Begman with the right hand. That won't go. Bolander coming down with the rebound. Bolander to Cruz. Cruz over to Mitchell. Mitchell working on Greg to the right side now. Bear Shield as we have an off-ball foul here. Begman picks it up.
Yeah, shoved Bolander right out of the court and right up on the stage there.
New group checking into the game here for both squads as they clear the benches out with 2:24 to play. Bolander. His free throw is no good. Rebounded by number 30, Mason Vetter. And it'll bring it across the timeline. Here's Vetter in the corner, guarded by Bolander. Back outside to number 12, Darion Barker, as this shot is up and no good. Bear Shield will come the other way. 2 minutes to go. Here's Bear Shield, and he gets it stripped away. Zabel trying to go coast to coast, count the basket and the foul. Zabel will go to the line for one more. He finally gets something to go. Songer will come out of the game. And one more free throw coming up. That free throw is up, no good. Offensive rebound. The second chance is no good, but a foul called. Not sure who that player is for Harriet Selby. Don't have that number on our roster. First free throw is good. 66-41. Gregory with the lead. And the second free throw falls as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. 66-42 now with 1:50 to play. Bear Shield to the left side. Drive down the middle of the lane, trying to get a down low to Bolander. Stripped away. Zabel coming up with it. Zabel to the left side. Better a three-pointer. That's no good. Coming down with the rebound is Bolander. 1:22 to play. Bear Shield to the left side. Handing it off. A couple players that I don't have roster names for. Here's Kenzie, Nick Kenzie with the basketball. Over to Lieber. Download a Bolander. We're going to get a shot up. 6 on the shot clock. There's Bolander's shot. That's no good. Offensive rebound. That won't go either as it gets knocked out of bounds. And Harriet Selby area will take over. Seconds to go in the ballgame. Gregory 66, Harriet Selby area 42. Lock down to 42 now. Lockle handing it off to Caden Saylor. And that's stripped away. Going the other way with it is the Gorillas. 28 seconds to go. The shot clock is turned off, so they can just run the clock out here if they want to. Bolander. Over to the top of the key. Beautiful ball movement here by the bench squad here with 8 seconds to go. Down to 3, down to 2, down to 1. That will wrap things up here in game number 4. 66-42. Gregory taking down Harriet Selby area here in the boys game. We will take a quick 3-minute Integra timeout break. When we come back, we will have your Premier Equipment post-game show, and we'll name your Venture Communications Player of the Game right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
There's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. Just as our local high school athletes take pride in their hard work and dedication to their sport, we take pride in being your locally owned hometown bank. At the Campbell County Bank, we believe hometown values, regardless of the size of our community, are the cornerstone of our success. If you've done business elsewhere and give us the opportunity to serve you, you'll soon realize there's no place like the Campbell County Bank of Harriet and Pollock. The way banking should be, remember? FDIC.
When it's time for agricultural, commercial, or residential improvements, you can rely on the guys from Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete. No job is too big or too small. They can deliver ready-mix concrete, crushed rock, sand, gravel, and more directly to you. With over 50 years in business, Harriet Concrete and Linton Concrete are proud to deliver quality products at competitive prices. For a quote, call Harriet Concrete and Harriet at 605-437-2455 or Linton Concrete and Linton at 701-254-4681.
At Uptown Market in Selby, they are your local grocery store and a whole lot more. Stop by today and pick up your fresh produce, quality meats, and groceries, but also take a look around the other things they have to offer. South Dakota-made products like Dapper Doodle candles, Sturgis coffee, wine and artwork, as well as fresh flowers, apparel, home decor, and more. They are also a pickup spot for Turner and Vila's Drug. Uptown Market in Selby, grocery, gifts, and community.
open until noon on Saturdays. It's game time, and at Shorty's One Stop, Wanda and the staff wants to wish the Wolverines good luck. It's with pride that they support your athletic dreams and ambitions. Fuel your games with hustle and remember that it's teamwork that makes the dream work. They have your favorite candy bar or salty snack, thirst-quenching beverages, plus top-tier Senex gasoline available 24 hours a day. Remember, Wolverines, stand tall, talk small, and play ball. Good luck, Wolverines, from Shorty's One Stop in Selby.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Today, thousands of people insure their homes with Auto Owners Homeowners Insurance. With that many satisfied customers, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Java, and Pollock must be doing something right, like providing low-cost quality protection and a claim service that is second to none. And you even save money by insuring both your home and car with their no-problem Auto Owners Insurance agents. See Dan, Rich, or Sarah of Marin Beal Insurance in Selby, Java, or Pollock. Proud supporter of the Harriet Selby Area Wolverines.
Welcome back to Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Stortzum, Big Daddy Dave Williams, Daniel Peterson back in the studio, and we wrap things up here in the boys' game between Harriet Selby and the Gregory Gorillas. I forgot to write down the score as they took it off, but a big win nonetheless for Gregory this afternoon.
Yeah, it really was. Right off the get-go, I mean, they ran up 15 points before Harriet Selby even got on the board. But Harriet Selby area, they never really kind of felt out of it until like midway through that fourth quarter. They played in spurts all game long, and they just couldn't get anything consistent put together. And, I mean, credit Gregory. They played great on defense. They put a lot of pressure on, forcing turnovers, forcing bad shot selection, too. It's not like Harriet, you know, really got a good look, you know, throughout the game. They kind of had to take what they could get.
Yeah, you're certainly right. And, yeah, midway through that fourth quarter, Harriet Selby area just fell apart. I mean, completely. They gave up like 12 straight points in a matter of a minute and a half. And it gets tough when you're giving up basket after basket, and then you're turning the ball over, and you get frustrated because you're turning the ball over, so you force even, you know, worse passes, and then it's a snowball effect there. But yeah, Gregory coming out with the win here in game number four over Harriet Selby area, as the Gregory Gorillas will improve to 10-6. They're now in double digits in the win column on the season. Harriet Selby area, they will fall to 5-9 on the year. I think maybe one of the best 5-9 teams right now. They've got some talent on that squad. They just need to put it together at this point. Well, it's time to name your Venture Communications player of the game. And Big Daddy Dave, who do you have in this one?
And it's kind of funny. When you look at the stats, it didn't look like he was dominant, but Daniel Mitchell, he finished with 14 points. He had about 6 or 7 rebounds and 5 blocks. I mean, and he did it quietly.
Right.
I mean, other than that steal and the big slam, it was just he went to work and got it done there. So I think he definitely earns the player of the game.
Well, he is your player of the game. 14 points, 5 or 6 blocks, and about 6 or 7 rebounds as well. Filling up the stat sheet today for Gregory is Daniel Mitchell. He is your Venture Communications player of the game. That's going to wrap up coverage right here on KMLO for myself and a Big Daddy Dave Williams. Want to give a shout-out to our producer this afternoon and throughout the morning, Daniel Peterson, for manning the fort down. Always doing a fantastic job back there. I do want to give a quick shout-out one more time to our sponsors for today's coverage here of the Harriet Selby area games: BankWest, Marin Beal Insurance of Selby, Thorstenson Trucking of Selby, Campbell County Bank and Insurance of Harriet, Harriet Concrete, Uptown Market of Selby, Shorty's One Stop in Selby, and also Montana Dakota Utilities, the Real Tough Livestock Equipment of Mobridge Scoreboard, CHS River Plains, Canby Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. That's going to wrap up coverage here on KMLO inside of the auditorium this afternoon. We appreciate you tuning in to all four games. We had a lot of fun up here. I hope you did as well.